Good morning. A dry, blustery, and cold start to the new week across interior New York and New England behind the storm that brought a general coating of 1 to 3 inches across central and northern New York and New England, with slightly higher amounts to the south and even more closer to the immediate coast. That storm system is gone and high pressure is now building in and will dominate today with a mix of sun and clouds. It'll remain on the cold side with high temperatures staying in the lower to mid-20s on average. Quickly, though, the next disturbance will approach from the Ohio Valley tonight. Clouds will increase and thicken, and there is the chance of some light snow by sunrise coating the ground for Tuesday morning's commute. That system will ride through the region during the day on Tuesday, with mainly light snow and high temperatures in the upper 20s to around 30. Most everyone will pick up another 1 to 3 inches of snow, although parts of the higher terrain could see as much as 4 or 5 inches by Tuesday evening. This one, like its predecessor, will depart quickly on Tuesday night, leaving us mostly sunny and dry on Wednesday with highs back into the mid-20s. The forecast later in the week and into the weekend is somewhat uncertain. A large and sprawling area of Arctic air is settling into southern Canada and the northern plains, and the computer models are forecasting some of this Arctic air to spill east into the Great Lakes and into the northeast. This, in turn, will deflect future storm systems from the deep south off the mid-Atlantic coast, leaving us dry and cold. However, other computer models are allowing the storms from the south to track more sharply up the coast, bringing us bouts of snow from time to time and causing that Arctic air to retreat back toward the Great Lakes. Right now, we'll forecast sort of a hybrid between these two scenarios, with cold air in place Thursday, Friday, and into the weekend, with at least the chance of snow pretty much each day. High temperatures will be in the 20s and lows in the teens. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the prolonged bout with frigid temperatures continues across the northern plains, as many locations will struggle to even get above zero as the Arctic air remains in place into the middle of the week. Brutal wind chills as cold as 50 below zero will linger in portions of the northern plains and upper Midwest through tomorrow, and wind chill warnings and advisories remain in effect. This surge of below normal temperatures will advance into the south central United States tomorrow. Meanwhile, more snowfall is expected tonight into tomorrow over the northern and central Rockies. The heaviest totals are forecast in the Bitterroots, with snowfall as much as a foot possible. In addition, avalanche warnings remain in place for some areas of the northern and central Rockies. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with blowing snow and freezing fog, 11 below zero, with a northwest wind at 74 gusting to 83 miles per hour, producing a wind chill of 52 below zero. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy skies and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 10 degrees, the dew point 4. 76% relative humidity, a west wind at 12 miles per hour, producing a wind chill of 5 below, and the barometer at 30.30 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Atlantis, Fort Lauderdale, and Pompano Beach, Florida, to a low of 37 below zero at Mission Creek, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, near 30, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with light snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 26 degrees, the low 10, the average temperature 18, that's 6 degrees below normal. 0.09 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, amounting to 1.1 inches of snow. The total for the month now 8.0 inches, which is 4.7 inches above normal. And 47.5 inches for the season, which is 9.5 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees. The average low, 16. The record high, 52, set in 1925, and the record low, 16 below zero, in 1934 and 1950. Sunrise this morning, 7:01 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:18 p.m. 10 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Some sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 20s. Thickening clouds with light snow moving in late tonight, 5 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Thickening clouds with light snow moving in late tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 20s. Thickening clouds with light snow moving in late tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 20s. Thickening clouds with light snow moving in late tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-20s. Thickening clouds with light snow moving in late tonight, lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow, mainly light, 1 to 3 inches in most places, a bit more across the higher terrain. Mostly sunny, mid-20s on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy Thursday and Friday with a chance of snow and highs in the mid-20s. And mostly cloudy with a chance of snow Saturday and Sunday with highs in the lower 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.